Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Da 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 da! Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Andrea, today I want to talk about a very difficult dilemma because it happens when we're unconscious.
Drooling?
No, but close. It's snoring. You know, you're totally making other people around you miserable, and you can't even stop yourself because you don't even know you're doing it. I actually had this time where I was on a train, and I was in one of those sleeper cars, you know, and there were five other sleeper compartments, and apparently I snored the whole night, which I didn't know, but when I woke up in the morning, I had these five, or I guess it would be 10, cold eyes staring at me. I thought they wanted to throw me out the window as the train was going along.
Rob, I woke up the other night in the middle of the night to my husband leaning over me with his laptop in his hands. I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, because it's a really weird blue light from his laptop. He was recording me snoring in the microphone of his laptop because he wanted to prove to me later how badly I was snoring. I had taken a Benadryl, I confess. And, you know, you're right. Man. You have no idea.
And it's horrible because you feel bad. But then again, you can't do anything about it. But
so, Rob, what causes it in the first place?
Well, see, I'm no doctor, so I can't really tell you that, but...
You're not a doctor?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not even close. But Murray Grossan, he is a board-certified ear, nose, and throat doctor and the author of the book, The Sinus Cure, and he explained the whole dynamics of snoring to me.
Usually, there's a soft palate with the uvula guy that hangs down the back, and when people gain a lot of weight, that area gets fatty. And because it's fatty, when you lie down, it falls back into the back of your throat. So when you breathe through your nose or your throat, that uvula flops around and makes a lot of noise.
So people who snore have fatty uvulas?
Usually. That's the number one thing.
So
Wait. Not just fatty uvulas. They have fatty, floppy uvulas.
You're adding insult to injury there, right? You're not only are a snorer, but you've got a fatty, floppy heifer of a uvula in your throat. It stinks. Yeah.
But wait. There are lots of skinny minis who snore.
Yes, Dr. Grossan explained that he says it's not just people who are overweight, but sometimes it has to do with the shape of your jaw, or if there's phlegm in your nose, or a deviated septum, which I don't even know what that is, but he says it's not such a good thing. The other thing he told me is that old people, they snore more too.
Most people, as they get older, the tip of the nose will drop down. That's not true in your case, of course. You're a young person.
Yeah, but I'm a young guy. I've got a very perky tip
but,
of my nose.
Some people do have that difficulty. And for them, lifting the tip of the nose up can be a cure.
So there's another thing we have to look forward to, Andrea, in old age.
Do they make like a little brace that lifts the tip of your nose? It's like headgear, except instead of doing something with your teeth, it lifts the tip of your nose up, kind of like a little pig. Try that right now. Try that right now.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It kind of makes me snort more. Can you hear me? I'm a little more snorty.
I know. I don't know. Well, I know if you hold your nose, you talk like that, you know? So maybe
No, I'm holding the tip of my nose up.
Right. Well, that's an actual thing that Dr. Grossan talked to me about.
Before you go to bed, you take some tape and start at the lower end of the nose and then go over the dorsum of the nose and gently lift it up with the tape. Now, if that opens up your nose very well, that's a good thing to do.
That's exactly what I was talking about, headgear that holds your nose up.
I know, but I just want to put a disclaimer out there for the fellows listening to this. You're just not going to get any action if you go to bed with a taped up nose. I mean, I know.
How do you know some people don't like that?
I think I know a thing or two about women, and I think that you show up for bed, hey, baby, I've taped up my face for you so I don't snore. I don't know if that's going to go over so well.
Oh, okay, so that's one of the things that you can do. What about the good old technique of just rolling over and bashing somebody with your elbow?
what you're really doing there is rousing them out of the sleep and taking away their deep, comfortable sleep, and you're changing their breathing patterns. But there's other techniques that are a little simpler, like just having more moist air around there. You know, you could put a humidifier, or Dr. Grossen, he says, you know, even just putting a thing of water out in the room will moisten the air. And I discussed this whole thing in detail with him a little bit more.
Is it possible to maybe take a spritzer and spritz someone while they're sleeping, and that could work?
No, that won't work. No, it's usually best if it's a gel called Breathe's nasal gel. And that, by the way, all the women buy that for their husband.
He thought that was pretty funny.
Okay, Rob, I have to tell you, I have now made on a paper napkin here that I had sitting in front of me a little mock-up of the pros and cons of getting old. And on the cons, I have fatty, floppy uvula, droopy nose tip, taped up nose gear.
I know.
And you want to hear the list of the pros? Pros. Retirement. That's it. So I think I'm going to go out and buy a shotgun and just make sure I never get to the fatty, floppy uvula stage.
I know. It's a pretty sad thing to be looking forward to. But the thing is that we talked about all these other solutions. There's actually a really, really simple way to not snore, which is simply sleep on your side, which for many, that sounds easy. But for me, like, I always sleep on my back. I've been sleeping on my back since I'm a baby.
Yeah.
And it's hard because that's the way you're comfortable. But of course, Dr. Grossen, he has a solution for everything.
And of course he does.
This is what he says to people if we're getting them to try to sleep on their
side. Remember, this is the man who told us to tape up our nose before we go to bed. But go ahead.
Here we go.
What we tell people to do is get an old T-shirt and sew an old tennis ball into the back. So when you lie down, you will be tricked into turning on your side.
As if going to bed with a face full of tape is not bad enough, now he wants you to wear a T-shirt with a tennis ball sewn on it. I mean,
you're really, really not getting anything now.
No, you're going to go to bed looking like a big dork, but you're not going to snore. That's the key to it. You know, you might be a social outcast, but you're going to be a very quiet one at night. So that's how it's going to work.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.